The Tom Likas Show.
It's not so bad with the shaking of the tukas.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
I'm ready for sex.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in to a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And this bonus hour every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, with our friend attorney Adam Sachs, who joins us in his guise as divorce attorney Adam Sachs.
Family law. And great to be here, Tom. How you doing?
Is there a reason we don't like the term divorce attorney?
No, it's okay.
Family law.
They call it dissolution, Tom.
Dissolution. Because people are so disillusioned after they get married.
You know, Tom, I was thinking about sort of some of your teachings and how you call it like a college course, you know? And
yes.
I think that's really true. And I was thinking about how it's sort of like you take the theories that you're talking about and then we take them out into the world and see how they really work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this thing that you were talking about a couple of days ago where you call the old friend and his wife answered and she's like, what's this in reference to? And she like basically was mommy. She wouldn't put him on, you know? She's like the tough secretary handling the celebrities' calls, you know?
and
providing very little access, you know, keeping a real control on that. And I really am amazed that wives really do these things, and it's just amazing how focused they are. A lot of guys tell me, "Oh, my wife isn't greedy like that," and it's like, "Yeah, she is actually." I was in a hearing the other day, Tom. This is special. Okay,
no.
I was in a hearing the other day, and we're waiting and waiting, and all these things are going on. There's a lot of other cases, so we're waiting for our turn. And my guy, I represent, of course, the husband. He gets a text message that his gardener is in his backyard and there are people in his house ransacking his house. So his house is being robbed, Tom, while the gardener was like just coincidentally in the backyard, and he's looking into the house and he sees people like smashing things and like going through the drawers. So he gets a text message and he's like, oh my God. And I tell him, okay, just go to your house right now, drive straight home and call the police and I'll, you know, make the excuses to the judge. And I go over to the wife's lawyer and I say, you know, something terrible's happening. His house is being robbed, so we need to delay the hearing. And the lawyer, who's a prick, is telling me, okay, no problem. And the wife says, no, we're going forward with the hearing. Focused. Really focused.
Whoa.
So she didn't even care for a second. She was focused on getting her money, because the hearing was about her, getting financial support and whatnot. And she heard this crisis that his house is getting tossed by criminals or whatever, and she didn't even care. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
There's another thing that happened this week, Tom, which was absolutely out of hand. And you were talking about so many times about not letting them move in. And I think that's just a basic rule of thumb, right?
Right.
I saw this movie one time with Daryl Hannah and Mickey Rourke, and it was called The Pope of Greenwich Village. You ever see that one?
Yes, I did.
Kind of a little obscure, right? I don't think it was a big hit or anything. But he ends up doing some kind of a robbery, and he has all this cash, and he puts it in the closet in a shoebox. And she leaves him, and she takes the cash. That was the story. So she leaves him a note or something.
Yes.
You know? So what happened with this guy is that he gets involved with this woman who's a single mother, Tom. And by the way, this guy claims to be a Likas listener, so I was really disappointed.
Oh?
She moves in because she's desperate and she doesn't know what to do. Oh, and you're going to love this, Tom. Where's the father? Normally he's the scumbag deadbeat.
Yes.
This guy is scumbag dead. He was involved in some gang something or other, and he was shot like 10 times, and he's dead. Okay? So this guy figures, okay, single mother, it's not her fault. She's crying the blues that she's broke or whatever. So she moves in. They have a couple of weeks together, and then she just disappears. Get this. He had received about $30,000 from an inheritance from one of his relatives, and he had it in his closet in a shoebox. And she went through the whole house and found it. Okay? So, guys, you need to know that when you're not home, okay, you're at work or whatever, your girl is going through the house. There's no corner of that house she doesn't know.
That's right.
She knows where you stash your porn, okay? Trust me.
Right. She knows what's on your computer.
You're goddamn right
she knows. Your history of your browsing.
No doubt about it. Yep. And everyone you've called and everything else.
Right.
So the bottom line is that this chick found the money and took it and split.
Jesus.
And so he's calling her, what the hell's going on? How could you do this to me? That's my life savings. And she got a restraining order against him.
Oh, my.
That the calls were bothering her and harassing her. You're damn right they were harassing. He was telling her, you better give me my money back or else.
Jesus.
Yeah, so this is what goes on. This is what I was talking about, taking it out into the real world, Tom, you know? This is how it really looks.
Unbelievable.
You know, when you think about the possibilities of having someone in your residence and all the things that they can do and all the different permutations and possibilities of how they can screw you up.
I'll tell you, your security code, your alarm code, your PIN number for your ATM card, your credit cards. They know when the mailman comes. They know where the mail key is. They know where your bank statements are. And your computer is a treasure trove of information.
But the fascinating thing is that they can rest fairly well assured that unlike a regular thief, if they rob you, it's not going to be an issue. It's not going to be a legal problem.
Right.
This guy I just mentioned to you went to the police and said, my girlfriend took all this money or whatever, and the police didn't do a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
The police said to him, you know, you live with her, man. How do we know you didn't give her the money? She's going to claim it was a present or it was her money,
right,
or whatever. It's not the same as the same entanglement of having a stranger rob you.
Right.
The fact that she's your girlfriend puts it on a whole different level.
Over the years, I have never kept more than $40, $50 on my person at any given time.
Are you a credit card guy?
I'm an ATM guy, a credit card guy, anything but cash guy is what I am.
But you don't have like 50 in your house that some chick could grab.
No, and by the way, credit cards, there's no additional card holders.
Right.
There's no, no one has the PIN number to my ATM card. Never. Never. I don't even ask friends to go to the bank for me. Could you pick up $40 for me at the bank? No. No.
Right.
Because what can happen?
But we talk about fraud and in the context of a baby and claiming it's someone else's baby and all that stuff. That's the one legal kind of fraud that still exists, paternity fraud. But here is a kind of theft that's legal, where this woman literally ransacked his house. He didn't tell her where the money was. She systematically must have gone through the whole house,
right,
looking around, trying to find things. I mean, if I was a guest at your house, Tom, imagine that while you're away, you walk in and I'm going through your cabinets. What kind of crazy shit would that be? And a woman does that routinely.
By the way, I think guys do that too when they get the opportunity. But the thing
you gotta be kidding.
They are usually in our house. So that's why it doesn't happen as often the other way around. There was a movie, and by the way, all Likas 101 students would enjoy this movie. It's called Modern Romance.
Modern Romance.
Starring Albert Brooks. It's about 30 years old, this movie. Okay. In the movie, Albert Brooks plays a guy who has a girlfriend that he keeps breaking up with and getting back together. And so one of the times he is getting back together with her, she has to leave for work. And he's sleeping over at her place. So when she leaves, he goes to the bathroom to shave. The razor blade is shot. So he goes into the drawer of the bathroom looking for a new razor blade. And he finds her phone bill stuffed in there. And so he just starts going through all the phone calls and the phone bill. Then he starts calling the numbers on the phone. Finds out the last time the two had broken up, she was dating some really hot skier from, like, Switzerland or something. And so, sure enough, she comes home from work, and then they get into a big fight about what she was doing when he wasn't around. So, you know, while I do agree that women are the primary perpetrators, it's a matter of opportunity. It's the fact that it's more likely they're at your house when you're not home than that you're at their house when they're not home. I think.
No, you might be right. I could see that. When you think about the legality, I think that's really what I was focusing on. The fact is that a woman can get away with it.
Right?
That's really the difference.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt that a woman can get away with it. And that's why, you know, you have to anticipate, I always say this to people, you have to anticipate human behavior. You know, if you leave stuff lying around, that someone's going to take it or look at it or look inside it or whatever. You can't leave stuff lying around. You can't get comfortable with people. That's why I say you shouldn't have a woman living in your apartment or your home. You shouldn't have them staying over at your place, period, because this is what happens.
There's really no other way. I mean, it's seriously, it's not a joke.
Right.
You couldn't really trust one person enough to do that. It's just absolutely too dangerous. The other thing that I've seen, and even in the context with the restraining orders, is the woman moves out or whatever, usually unexpectedly, and takes not only her stuff, but takes the guy's stuff. You know, empties out the house, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And us guys, we're like working. You saw this in your own relationships. I mean, it's classic that when the woman and you get together and she moves in, she immediately loses her job or quits her job. So she's the one who has the time advantage. So you actually are predictably away doing your show, right, every afternoon from 3 to 7 or
right.
whatever, right?
Right?
So she knows, okay, bring the truck at 3:15. I know for sure he won't be here. And can help herself to whatever there is. And then again, like I said, this is the one thing you can do with impunity where you end up calling the police or trying to sue her or whatever, and it's like you're the wrong person. She's the aggrieved one. And you were playing that Reddit thing the other day, that
yes.
guy that was talking about he found a porno tape of his wife who was like super straight-laced and she had gone bananas in college or whatever. The great thing about it was that when he confronted her, she starts crying. I mean, that's like the classic female response.
That's right.
So it's just like those shows in Maury when the woman is exposed with the DNA test. She starts crying. And meanwhile, she's like the victim, except she's the one who created the whole situation. In that case of Reddit, that guy had been lied to systematically by her for their entire marriage. It was a complete fraud. And so she's crying, and so everyone has to run and comfort her and go, oh, you poor thing.
Right.
It's twisted.
And he's going to have to do without seeing his daughter. And he is going to end up paying after all of that. Let me ask you another question, which is, in fact, I don't know if you and I have talked about this, but I've talked about it on the show many times. I always tell the guys it would be wrong to install software, like keylogging software.
Oh, well, there you go.
That would be wrong to do. Because if you did, you might find out your girl's passwords to her email accounts.
Yeah.
You might be privy to her instant messages, to what she talks about when you're not there.
Right.
And that would be wrong. You know, one time when I had a girl living with me, I inadvertently, I forgot that I had this spy software on my computer. And inadvertently,
Spectre Pro, as I recall.
I think it was the one I told people not to install was Spectre Pro. And I believe it was $99.95. Do not.
Yeah, I think it's less now, but okay.
Maybe it is. But I guess what happened was...
It's effective, though.
Well, that's what I hear. And anyway, I happened to inadvertently, I happened to notice that I had this software from a previous administration on my computer. And I found out that the girl I was living with would wait until I left every day at 2:30, and then would immediately get online and start chatting with her girlfriends about her ex-boyfriend, who had told her that he would never get married, but that if I ever got married, it would be you that I would marry. And the minute...
Well, that's a great line, by the way.
Right. And by the way, the minute she got with me, he went and married somebody else.
Sounds about right.
So she would get online and start having these little chit-chat sessions with this guy's secretary, administrative assistant, whatever, about the wife. What does she look like? What's her name? How did they meet? And then would talk about me, saying that I was out of the house and how it was safe to have this conversation.
Now, right.
Now, what I'm asking you is this. Would that be a bad thing to do for people to install a piece of software like that and then be looking at, look, it's my computer. If you move into my place.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting point. Being that it's your computer.
You moved into my place.
Hell yeah.
And I have software on my computer. Am I supposed to take it out
once you move in? Technically, you're probably not supposed to read someone else's email.
Oh, I would never do that. Nor would I use the passwords I had procured
to
get into their email and to see what kind of email was going back and forth, because that would be wrong, too.
I think the bigger issue, which is really something that you've also talked about, is the issue of no fault. You know, one of the biggest things that the feminists push for is no-fault divorce.
Right.
And it used to be that the unfaithful woman or the unfaithful partner was found at fault in a divorce and would get screwed and would get no support and no help and whatnot. And you always talked about this scenario, I recall, Tom, where you come in home and your wife is fucking your best friend
right.
on the living room couch.
Yes.
Now, in Argentina, you'd kill him and her and whatnot, but in the United States, you have to go to group therapy,
right.
and she still is entitled to the house, the kids, and everything else,
right.
because the actual situation in terms of the breakup is not legally relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very, very tough thing to really swallow. In the context of what you're saying, it's always surprising to me how people go FBI and don't really trust their partners. But there definitely is, for men and women, probably some kind of sixth sense. And you know that when, you know, if you were getting cheated on, you knew. You could tell. You knew something was wrong.
Right.
And I got to say, if you own the damn computer and it's in your house, for Christ's sake, if you put software on it, that's your discretion to do so. And I don't know what you found out or whatever, but obviously it exposed what was going on.
Well, mostly, by the way, I didn't find cheating. Most of what I found was that when I was out of the house, my girl was, she was trying to see what I was doing. And so she was going through every document in my computer, and she had read all of these. By the way, these were business documents, like my contract that I had.
So she needs to know how much money you have?
How much money do I make? Where, you know, how long is my contract? She was going through all my papers.
I don't know what that even means.
Well, I here's what I did.
What's wrong with people?
When we went to the inevitable couples counseling, before I left, I printed out 350 screenshots of what she had looked at, put them in a big manila envelope that I glued shut and brought it in when I was coming in for my therapy session. And then when she proceeded to try to tell the therapist what a terrible person I was, I opened my envelope right on cue, and I started saying, do you trust me? Do you trust me? Why do you want to stay with me? Do you trust me? She, of course, said she trusted me. I said, then why do you go through my computer and look through all my private papers? She denied it. It was like Maury. She was denying it and denying it and denying it. And just like that, Maury has that manila envelope with the DNA results in it.
Yeah,
I had a manila
envelope. Let's open it here.
Let's go to page 1 of 350, okay? Well, does this look familiar to you? Page 2, does this look familiar to you? Page 3, does this look familiar to you? I got through about 10 pages.
Unbelievable.
And she was crying, and she was, but what about you? What about what you do? I said, I've got proof here that you've been going through my computer looking for evidence that I've been fucking around on you, and you didn't find anything. You found my private documents, how much money I make, and the specifics of my contract, but you never found that I was fucking around on you. Never. Never.
Well,
what do you mean, what
you,
about
because
what
you
I
weren't,
do?
By the way.
I wasn't.
Yeah, well, so
I was
that's
a fool.
The same thing. The best offense is a good. The best defense is a good offense,
that's
right?
That's right.
The thing is that if you're at that phase in the relationship where you have to do that, where you really don't trust the other person, what's the use anyway?
Well, I agree, but here's the deal. In this particular case, this was somebody I could not get to move out.
That's even more unbelievable.
She would not move out, and you know the deal. You know the deal. There was a time 30 years ago. When you call the locksmith, when the person's out to work, you throw all their stuff out on the front lawn,
right.
and then you call them at work and say, come get your stuff. Now you can't do that anymore.
Well, so the day when the girl moves in, which, by the way, Tom, you got to be careful.
Should never happen.
If she's over your house and you fuck her and she sleeps over, she can claim that she's moved in.
Right.
She's obtained residence.
Right.
Getting her out is now a big deal.
I know. And that was my problem. The reason...
Your girl was delusional, as I recall.
The reason I had to come up with this evidence was to show the therapist to say, I'm trying to get her to move out, doctor, and she won't go, and I'm trying to get the message to her that this relationship ended a long time ago, and I don't want her living in my house anymore. And the therapist had to tell her that and then said, wait a minute, shut up. Said to her, shut up. Said, now, tell me what I just said.
And she'll say, I don't like this therapist
very
much.
And she would say, well, he said he wants me to move out, but what about what he does? And the therapist did my work for me, said, this is not a competition. He doesn't want to be with you anymore. There's no need to debate anymore who's right and who's wrong. It's over.
Tom, I really give you credit for your restraint. I'm amazed you didn't kill this person.
Because I was a public figure, and I knew that whatever I did was going to come back and bite me in the ass.
All right. So you throw her in the street, it's going to be on TMZ, huh?
Right. But finally, it took that. It took...
But wait, you also got an apartment, right?
I helped her find an apartment.
See, a lot of guys wouldn't have the money to do something like that.
It wasn't the money. It was the taking her around to places. Help, you know. Here's what she does. She starts claiming that she doesn't know where to look, what's a good area, I don't know where to go.
But as I recall, you also, like, put down the deposit and everything.
I put down the deposit because...
And pay the mover.
Just to get her out the door.
Right.
Yep.
I wonder if Joe Blow could do that.
I didn't write her a big check, but here's the thing. A lot of these guys who call my show, they will continue to send her a check or continue to support the kid or her kid by somebody else or will continue to do all that. I just, you know, I got her out the door.
Can you explain to me, honestly, I cannot understand a guy paying another guy's kid, paying for another guy's kid. What the fuck is that about?
These guys are pussies. They all want to be heroes. They think they'll be perceived as big men on campus for doing it. You know, a real man steps up. That bullshit they always say.
Not
annoying.
Even for your own child, though.
Right. Why doesn't the guy who is the father of the child step up? Why is it your job?
He's always going to be a deadbeat and a piece of shit. Right. And he's in jail or whatever.
With a 14-inch cock. That's what he was.
I forgot that part.
Yeah. You know what I always say? There's a solution to the deadbeat dad problem. Stop fucking deadbeats.
Yeah.
Then there will be no deadbeat
women
dads.
Women can't resist them, Tom.
I know.
There's no way.
I know.
That's in their programming. That's never going to go away.
Well. And then again, there's a reason we have deadbeat dads, and that's because women can't stop having sex with deadbeats.
What's surprising, I mean, I guess you're right with the rescue or Captain Save-A-Ho or whatever.
Right.
I'm always amazed when the guys tell me, you know, I paid blah, blah, I put the kid in private school, and now the kid's 14 and told me, fuck you, you're not my dad. You know? How can that have happened? You know, I didn't see that coming.
Oh, I know.
Like, what, are you joking? What else could it be?
I got a call today from a guy whose friend... got married to a woman 13 years older than him, raised the kids for years, just got his divorce.
Right.
Her kids, not his kids.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't get that. I don't understand it. We're going to take a break here.
Thanks.
And we're going to come back with your calls here for our guest, family law attorney Adam Sachs. And you can reach him here at this number, 901-3000-TOM in this. Of course, it's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. 901-3000-TOM. If you call us right now, you'll be talking to Adam directly. It's free legal advice for you at 901-3000-866.
Listen to an entire year of internet broadcast history now at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
I am so excited about our newest sponsor, Charles Edward. Now, I tell you guys all the time, you have to save. You have to. You don't want to be that guy we talked about who's working two jobs at 77 years old with nothing in the bank. And I know it's tough to navigate all the options out there. But what if I told you there was a way to take as little risk as possible, but get a good rate of return so you can get the ball rolling on investing and start to watch your money grow? How? With an account at Charles Edward. That's how. You can get market-like rates of return by using insurance to protect you on the downside. In other words, no matter what happens in the stock market, you won't lose money. You can save as much or as little as you want. And like a Roth IRA, the money in this account grows tax-deferred. When you take it out, it comes out tax-free. Call Charles Edward today at 888-407-4594. That's 888-407-4594. Or go to charlesedward.co. You can drop by their office in Newport Beach, or even better, you can meet with them online at charlesedward.co. Now, come on, guys. It's time to make a move. They've been in business since 1999 with a AA rating with the Business Consumer Alliance. Charles Edward. They know. They understand. License number 0G4-0269.
There's a new normal channel with Tom Likas. There's a new normal channel for lizards. There's a new normal channel with balls. There's a new normal channel with 50,000 in a row. And then there's a new normal channel that just screws with your head 24/7. That channel is Great Big Radio. Great Big Radio. Two generations of awesome power pop. Stuff you know very well with stuff you forgot about. And stuff you never heard before but will blow you away. I said blow. So, enjoy 50,000 Lizards with Balls 101. And when you want to hear classic hits and the songs that should have been, go straight to
Great Big Radio.
24/7 at GreatBigRadio.com, the TuneIn app, and the Great Big Radio app for the iPhone.
You guys know about vaping, right? Vaping, the alternative to smoking. You can get your nicotine fix without all the tar and harmful chemicals. If you vape, you're interested in vaping or looking for an alternative to cigarettes, let me turn you on to our P1s over at GQ Vape. GQ Vape offers unique quality blends. Now, these guys are doing so well that you can find their products nationwide and you can buy direct. Just go to GQVape.com. That's GQVape.com. They offer a variety of flavors, including fruit, candy, coffee, and tea, with varying nicotine levels, or even blends with no nicotine at all. It's GQVape.com. They're even taking applications for wholesale inquiries, and you can fill one out right there at GQVape.com. They guarantee fast delivery and great customer service. So check them out today. It's GQVape.com.
Hammer time.
Tom Likas Show. Oh, yeah. We're at the New Normal Studios in Burbank at 901-3000. Tom, that's our telephone number. It's free legal advice for you. With family law attorney Adam Sachs, your call's 901-3000, Tom. And we always pay to call at the beginning of the hour. Because who knows? We may leave at the end of the hour. Or we may not. 901-3000-866. Mark in Orange County, you're on the Tom Likas Show with divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Hello.
How you guys doing today?
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Yeah, I've had better months, obviously.
Sorry,
I'm one of those naive guys that you guys are talking about.
I listen, don't feel bad. It's normal somehow. What have you done?
Well, right now what's been going on is my soon-to-be ex-wife and I have been talking for a little while about getting divorced. We have not really been acting like a married couple for quite some time. We do have a child that is in first grade. We agreed that we were going to go through and we were going to live together in the same house just for financial reasons. We have a three-story, three-bedroom house. And I was going to live in one bedroom. She was going to live in another bedroom. Our daughter was going to live in the other bedroom. She started co-sleeping with my daughter. I disagreed with that, but there was bigger stuff to worry about, so I just kind of let that go. She slowly started draining the accounts. My attorney has told me that because she had drained the accounts prior to 3 months, that I had got no say on it. She went through and filed what's called an ex parte,
which is a restraining order. Oh, restraining order, even better.
It's went through, filed that. I happened to have it served on a day that I had an appointment to go through for a possible promotion because she didn't think I would leave that. I walked out of that particular opportunity for the promotion, went straight to court, and the judge wouldn't even see me. They just went over and automatically granted it because I didn't have an attorney.
Your attorney told you something? You said you had an attorney.
I do have an attorney now.
Oh.
This was a few months back.
What was the what was her claim in the restraining order?
That she was concerned that once I found out that she was, I was afraid more violence will reoccur and defendant would attack me in revenge for filing divorce.
Wow. But you're still living with her now?
Oh, no, the restraint order got me out of the house.
Oh, good. Well, thank God for that. I mean, to be honest with you, I think it would be a lot smarter a lot of times for guys to just walk out rather than have to be taken out by a restraining order. I mean, this thing that you were saying, how you were going to live together and stay together, that doesn't end up working out. That ends up being a very disturbing thing.
Do you think he was lured into this living arrangement to then ultimately be smashed?
Well, the woman wants the guy out, and a restraining order is the way to go. But I think when people start talking about divorce, and you'd be amazed, Tom, how many years married couples go without having sex and whatnot, and they'll say, we haven't been married for a really long time. I think that women withdraw from relationships and, you know you have your wife and you knew that you had better times together, but when she stops doing the laundry and stops making meals and particularly stops having sex with you, and I don't just mean like a couple of days, I mean like months and months, I think you can fairly well know that something's very wrong. And a lot of guys have an imagination that somehow they're going to, you know, just wait until the kids are 18 or whatever. I mean, that's absurd. That's asking for something bad to happen. So anyway, what's your status now? What's happened now?
Okay, so right now we've had the restraining order, went to the 21 days after the first restraining order, they just automatically granted. I didn't get to see my daughter for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Went in there to Orange County courthouse, and basically my soon-to-be ex-wife was going through and trying to grant me Sunday visitation only,
right,
from like 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock. That would be supervised visits.
Oh, supervised visits. Nice. That's usually reserved for like drug addicts or violent types.
Right.
That means that you have to pay a therapist or some kind of monitor to watch you with your kid, because you're not to be trusted alone. That's beautiful, huh?
Outrageous.
But, I mean, that's and that's always for fathers, by the way. Really humiliating.
I mean, this is what my attorney originally told me to go through and accept. I refused that one. We went to the actual court. This was the day before the court date, they were going through and offering us that. When we actually got to court, the attorney walked back in and told me, well, the judge doesn't like military people. She thinks she might suffer from
post-traumatic stress disorder.
You got to be mm-hmm. kidding.
So that just threw me for a loop, and my brain just wasn't quite thinking properly.
That's very strange. Very strange thing to say.
So I was concerned about that. So I agreed to go through and do, we ended up settling on every Wednesday, and then I've got I got a sleepover on Wednesday, every Wednesday, a sleepover on three of the Saturdays, and then I had just a Sunday visit for one of the weekends.
Wow.
Supervised by a family member.
Wow. Well, all I can say is you have an attorney, so, I mean, you got to do what your attorney advises. I've never heard of a judge being biased against military people like that because of post-traumatic stress. That doesn't make any sense. That's very odd.
Well, they went over there. They gave me the evaluation by the court appointed, not immediate, but the doctor that they go through to do an assessment.
Uh-huh.
They do like the hair test, the blood test.
No, but we're not talking about drugs. You're talking about PTSD.
Well, they were just talking about alcohol and drugs is what she went through. And when they claimed, she said, I smoked pot once.
Well, not once. You know, the real issue is being some kind of an addict or something.
Right.
So that's it? That's the final story?
Well, that's what's going on right now. That's where we currently are. I went through and got it's a 10.5-hour assessment where it's just, I mean, brain draining.
Very strange.
Going through different stuff.
I don't know who your lawyer is. I don't know what his strategy is, but it doesn't seem like he's doing too much to defend you. That's concerning.
I mean, the doctor guy that I had gone through and talked with was basically telling me that he felt bad for me, that I was in a position that I was getting screwed, that he had commonly seen it with my soon-to-be ex-wife is Eastern European. He said it's very common with the Eastern Europeans. He was telling me different stories of how, you know, women have gone through and called up their ex-husband and say, hey, will you go over there and fix the sink underneath the sink real quick? It's leaking. He walks over into the sink in the bathroom, and the whole bathroom's taken apart, and there's holes all over the wall. He comes out to go through and say something. All of a sudden, there's police there and getting arrested.
Right.
And if you get arrested, it's an automatic 1 year of not seeing your kid, even if you're not considered guilty.
Right.
He told me that, you know, only meet in public places, you know, be very careful with exchanges. You know, if the court order goes through and says that you can't drink, you know, make sure that you're not. He said he's seen situations where people have gone through and said, oh, will you take a picture of us? The phone's on lock. You're like, oh, the phone's on lock. They hand the phone back. Okay, will you hold my drink for a second? And they take a picture of that person with the drink.
Yeah, it's what Tom and I are talking about. It's just the absolute ruthlessness of women nowadays. And I guess the Eastern European are even more notorious for this kind of stuff. It's not unusual. I mean, there's definitely examples we've seen where the woman will smack her face against the wall, get a black eye from it, and then call the cops and say that, you know, the husband had done it to her or whatever. And as you see, a restraining order is something that's used as a tool, as a methodology, to put someone on the defensive and turn the whole thing around that way.
So the particular daycare was saying it's very common that we're not the only ones that have had this go through.
Yeah. Well, do me a favor. Give me a call after the show. I'd like to talk to you more about this. I'm a little concerned about what you're saying. It's very strange.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you.
All right. Hang on there, Mark. Dean will hook you up. Here we are. We're coming into the holiday season.
Crazy stuff, Tom.
I know. And I want to talk a bit about the holidays coming up because I was talking on today's show about, first of all the changes that happen online. You know, women lock in their new married names. There's a lot of stuff that happens around the holidays. I think a lot of these guys, you deal with them every day.
For sure.
I deal with them as callers. You deal with them face-to-face. A lot of guys will end up doing stupid things around the holidays. And that could include anything from having somebody move back in who's already out, or stupid things like spend too much money around Christmas season, maybe giving gifts to her kids by another father or whatever. You will see people getting into arguments around the Thanksgiving or other holiday table. Too much drinking, too much drug use, people getting depressed and acting out. Could you give people some advice for this season?
Well, there's definitely kind of this this little marathon, which I think is that people start, you know, thinking, I've got to get through this, which is Thanksgiving and then Christmas. So there are,
and New Year's.
Yeah, well, of course, associated with Christmas. But this kind of thing where you don't want to dump someone during the holidays. So if you haven't gotten it all taken care of by, let's say, the 15th of November, okay, then you say, okay, I got to just hold on and kind of run this little marathon, which is Thanksgiving, putting up with her family, then the lead up to Christmas and like New Year's. And then, by the way, in January, your average divorce lawyer's office is overrun by all the people that, you know, couldn't take it anymore and made a 10-step New Year's resolution.
Right.
And number one was, you know, get a divorce.
Right.
it was never more clear to me that I needed to do it than when I saw the way she acted, blah, blah, with my relatives during Christmas.
Yes.
And the only reality is that there's this whole kind of circumstance where people are trying to put a good face on things. You know that there's a lot of red flags and these things are like screaming at you. But you see now, and this is like this gentleman that just called now, how women now have this sledgehammer. And so it's not like it was. It's not like you just break up or whatever, you know. She's got him down to just Sundays with monitored visitation and all this other stuff. This is what goes on today, and these are the choices that people make today now. And as a man, you have very few options. And guys have to be aware of that. There's a real danger in this. And you're always surprised when this sweet little chick you used to date turns into this crazy person who doesn't want you to ever see your kids again.
When in reality, she was always that person.
She definitely concealed it in the beginning, Tom. She gave you a good sell job. There's no doubt about it.
I was at a very sad Christmas day. I'll just say it. A Christmas day at a family member's home. And I remember that one of the people who were present there had split up with the husband, who was now, they weren't divorced yet, but the kid was there. And knock, knock, knock during the Christmas festivities. Unexpectedly shows up the father of the kid in this instance, who wanted to see his kid on Christmas Day. And he came into the house, and he sat down in the living room with the kid, and he had like a train set, sat on the floor playing with the kid, and nobody was sitting near him, and nobody wanted to get near that. And so the two were just sitting by themselves in the living room, and it was one of the saddest things I've ever seen. And there's a lot of guys listening to us right now who have kids with the holidays coming up. Maybe they didn't get Thanksgiving. Maybe they didn't get Christmas. Maybe they get half the day, or maybe they come pick the kid up at the end of a day or something like that.
It's not a joke, Tom. The judges split the fucking days. Literally, it's sick. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Why not split the kid in half? And what's amazing is how merciless the mothers are. Merciless. Oh, he doesn't need his father. He doesn't need to see his father anymore. I've got a new father for him. I mean, it's horrible. And like you say, so instead of having what you imagined where you had this family and you know, one of these things with the fireplace burning and everyone's gathered around and all this, you have this poor bastard sitting there and everyone's like, when the fuck is he going to leave?
Right.
Okay. And he's sitting with his kid and what?
Well, who does he think he is coming over here on
Christmas?
Some
hell of a nerve, you know?
Right.
And then meanwhile, what, for 10 or 15 whole minutes? And by the way, that's going to end up being one of his kids' earliest memories. Which is, you know, when he's going to be in therapy in his 30s, he's going to say, you know, I don't know. My father was a very, you know, kind of distant figure in my life. And I remember he spent 10 minutes with me once on Christmas and we played with the trains and then I cried myself to sleep, you know?
That's right.
Ain't that nice?
And I want those guys to know we're thinking about them. And is there anything guys can do? Here's what I don't want to have happen. I don't want my boys out there getting plastered and doing stupid things, doing drugs and doing stupid things, engaging in violent or actionable behavior of any kind, and making a bad situation worse. What are some tips we can give
guys?
The
smartest thing that you can do, Tom, and I think this is something you've talked a lot about, is the zero tolerance policy. That's the bottom line. And this applies to women too, but certainly for guys. When you see crazy, when you're looking in the face of crazy, every time I talk to these guys who are in these horrible situations, they have ignored years of red flags. They have had all kinds of crazy stuff. They knew she was crazy. They put up with a lot of stuff, and then finally it became unbearable. But, like you say, the guy didn't just suddenly become an asshole. He was an asshole all along. He just didn't want to notice. And the reality is that all of these guys tell me, I knew it, I knew I shouldn't have done it, blah, 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 and I couldn't help myself.
Right.
There's a woman in a case I'm doing now, Tom, who was faking a pregnancy. She told the guy she was pregnant. She told him she's going to sue him for child support. She showed him a picture from a sonogram that she was pregnant, and she was like laughing in his face. Now I've got you, okay? Turns out the picture was from Google. She wasn't pregnant, okay? And he got back with her after that, Tom. And he tolerated that bullshit. He knew she was insane. And then guess what, Tom?
She did get pregnant.
That's right.
Right. Right. That's freaky.
How'd you get that, Tom? How'd you predict?
I guess I've been around too many chicks.
Yeah, you know the story, huh?
I've heard too many phone calls from the guys. And, you know, I've heard the stories over and over. And that's what happened. And that's the thing. I would say, boys, if you're preparing for the holidays, do not plan on a big reunion. Do not plan on being there for the holidays. Do not plan on making unexpected visits. Do not be a stalker. Do not show up there unexpectedly. Do not do anything that's going to result in 911 being called or making your bad situation worse.
Well, you know when you wake up at 2 in the morning or something, or you're drinking at 2 in the morning, and you say, oh, she'd be thrilled if I show up. She's really excited to see me.
Right.
No, she's not.
Or even calling her up.
Well, drunk dialing, as they say.
Yeah. No, you have to, you really have to just say, this is it, it's done. And then not be going and doing stupid things. It'll just make your bad situation worse. You'll just be giving her more ammunition to use against you. And, you know, in my case, once I get them out the door, that's it. It's done. You know, as I always say, I do not press the rewind button. I have never gone back in all my years. I've never gone back.
No, but Tom, you have a different kind of confidence. You obviously believe in yourself that you're going to be able to find another one.
I believe it's not important if I ever find another one. Oh. I think that's where I get the confidence.
Well, that's critical, too. But when I talk to these guys, and I'm not kidding, Tom, I think that they really look at it like it's this unbelievable scarcity. That all these women in their whole life always said no to them. This one girl who said yes is like the greatest of all possible things. And so in the context of losing her, how could you do that?
Right.
So even as the woman is suing them and divorcing them and fucking them over, the guy's telling me, I don't want to serve with papers because she might get upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, you're worried about upsetting her? Well, yeah, because she won't sleep with me again. Like, dude, what do you mean sleep with you again? Like, how could you be contemplating sex with her when she faked a pregnancy? I mean, forget it. Whatever the story is, you're done with her at that point. Yeah. No, apparently not.
I will take a break. We will come back with our guest, family law attorney Adam Sachs. Your phone calls for Adam. This is free legal advice for you. You can call us here at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-866.
Storming halls, breaking walls, and busting balls. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
This holiday season, think Mangrates. Mangrates are 100% made in America cast iron grilling grates that you use with your existing grill. These heavy-duty grilling grates deliver exactly what you need to achieve that steakhouse flavor you've been looking for and those perfect grilling marks. No more flare-ups, no more dry meat, guaranteed. Hundreds of Likas listeners have already put Mangrates to the test. Take advantage of their Tom Likas Show holiday special today. Just click through the banner at blowmeuptom.com and as a bonus. Every order comes with a heavy-duty Mangrate grilling brush. Order today, and the griller in your life will be grilling like a pro, guaranteed. Just click through the banner at blowmeuptom.com. It's Mangrates.
On this episode of Swamp Stupid, Dino loses a precious limb after zipping his cock up in his overalls. Retard attempts to remove it with a hunting knife, and shit gets crazy. They ain't just stupid, they're Swamp Stupid. Go to GaryandDino.com.
We've been encouraging some of the small and medium-sized businesses out there to advertise on our show, because radio has pretty much let them know they're not welcome with really high prices on their commercials. And our friends at Kelly Controls, they heard our call when we said, hey, small and medium-sized businesses, step it up. And here's Kelly Controls for all your industrial, electric, and system integration services throughout California. You just call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. Now, Kelly Controls specializes in PLC, automation, SCADA systems, variable frequency drives, instrumentation, and process and motion control. Kelly Controls can help you complete your project and get your equipment up and running quickly and professionally. All you have to do is call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. You got that? 661-294-8000. Or you can visit them online at kellycontrols.com. And let me spell Kelly for you. K-E-L-L-E-Y, controls.com.
Hammer time.
Tom Likas Show. And before we continue with divorce attorney Adam Sachs, let's find out where you can get in touch with Adam in case you need his services, and many of you apparently do.
Always happy to talk to you. Give me a call. And I don't bite. I do answer my phone. People say to me, well, when will Adam Sachs call me back? And I say, it's me right now. My number is 800.
Of course, people don't believe I'm picking up the phone here.
I can't believe it either. Is that really you, Tom?
No.
Sitting right next to you.
No, I had left the room.
People say it to me. Do you really know Tom Likas? I'm like, or yeah, I guess. My number is 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. And you can also email me, adam@adamlawyer.com. And check out my website, www.adamlawyer.com.
Wow.
Happy to help you.
Now, one more thing before we take this call. It's an announcement of a coming announcement. In other words, details are coming soon, but I want you to save this date. You ready?
No way.
Save this date. It is Thursday, December 12th at night, and we are going to have a holiday party for P1s.
Oh, no, not again.
Yes, we are.
Oh,
this
Tom.
Is going to be so good. I'm so excited about this. We've been working on this for weeks, trying to get the right place to do it. We think we have it.
Can we outdo the last party? Is that even possible?
That's our goal. That's what we're trying to do. No drum roll yet, Mikey, because I'm not announcing where it is yet.
Oh, it's a little secret?
We're going to make the announcement. No, I just want you to know. Well, here's the thing. I don't want people telling me, but my company Christmas party is on December
12th. Right. Exactly. You have to save the date.
You have to save the date. I will say this. It is open only to one-year subscribers.
Whoa.
Are we really sticking to that?
I thought it was like pay at the door or something.
Nope,
at least.
Nope, not this time.
Shit.
This time, because it's...
Now you are strict.
Yes. Well, we don't have the same capacity we had last time. It's going to be a great location.
A little more intimate.
Just a little more intimate. And I like the configuration. I like it. I like the location.
This is going to be, by the way, your opportunity to mix and mingle with the professor. This is more geared towards that. We are all going to hang out together and celebrate, the time on this show.
Yes. And I should attend, right, Tom?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you should attend. You were at the last party.
Yeah.
Of course you should be there.
Oh, definitely. Are you kidding?
But what about the Laquettes? Should I get Laquettes?
Yes. Well, of course. We would love to have Laquettes. If you want to bring Laquettes...
Not a lot of time on the Likettes. Shit.
We got time on the Likettes.
Dude, you did an amazing job last time.
Yeah, after a lot of criticism.
What do you mean?
Those girls
were great, and everybody said they were great.
Yeah. It was kind of the lead-up. I don't know if you remember, but okay.
We were thrilled.
Oh, well, you presented some, you know, some skanks.
I think the word rogue was discussed a few times.
Well, yes. We didn't. Did we tell? But the point is, if we didn't want you to do it, even though you were going rogue, if we didn't want you to do it, we would have gone to you and said, Hey, don't do this.
What the hell's going on?
You put the word out, and then you narrowed it down, and you ended up with a fine,
very professional group.
Selection of women.
Yes.
It was good. Good job.
No, it was a good energy. Good energy.
So this is going to be only for one-year subscribers. That's it. If you are a subscriber, we told you there would be special benefits, and this is one of the benefits you are going to get. You will just show proof at the door that you are a one-year subscriber in good standing as of the 12th of December, and you will be at our holiday party. And do we have plans to have other people at the party, Gary?
I don't know. I mean, certainly, yes, we'd like to do that. We talked
about some people who might be at the
party. We're just now closing a deal on the venue. So there'll be a lot of announcements coming about what's going to happen.
Okay. But first things first, you won't get in unless you are a subscriber. That's it.
Yeah.
It is only for subscribers. The people who lay out the cash, who make this possible, those are the people who get first dibs on getting in.
You never know. I mean, if Zach Wallman's not at the White Castle that night, very possible. Very possible he could be there.
If he's out making Michael J. Fox stand still.
Mean. Really mean.
Zach's the best. Wait till you see him do magic. He's going to blow you away. He's going to blow you away.
I can't wait.
Yeah, you sound excited.
My name is Zach Wallman.
So, again, you guys can share it online. The date is December 12th. And, again, you want to save that date. I'm sorry to all our tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of listeners that we have. But if you're not a subscriber, you will not be getting in. You have to prove that you are a one-year subscriber. You can just go to premiumtom.com, print out your account number, and print out your information. And that's it. Just like last time, you will get in. And
I don't know, Tom. I remember a line around the block, man.
There was a line around
the block. That was no joke last time. Well, standing room only.
Understood. And this time, we're going to see what we can do.
It's a good location with parking. And
plenty of free parking.
Free parking. There should be tequila flowing.
Long Beach
flowing.
Was tough, as I recall.
It will be a different part of town from the last time.
Yep.
We love Long Beach. We have a lot of listeners there, but we're just moving things around a little bit.
It was a little brutal on the parking, as I recall.
Well, Long Beach is tough with parking, but that's the way it is. But we have a lot of listeners in Long Beach.
So this is going to be free parking.
Free parking, a huge parking lot. And I think a pretty great part of town.
And tequila.
Oh, tequila.
There'll be plenty of everything, believe me. This is going to be a good party.
We can be raffling off Ann Coulter dolls.
Dude, I wonder how much somebody would pay for that thing.
Exactly. You'd be surprised, man.
If you sign her cooch or something.
But if she signs it, I mean, come on.
Yay.
Their own hip cell. Rick is giving away the ending. It's all liberal.
Oh, yay.
All right.
Yay.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
So you all know the day, right? You're going to save the date. I'm going to save it. I've got to put it on my calendar, too, to make sure I can show up. It's Thursday, December 12th. Location to be announced. But the deal is just in the process of being firmed up, and it's a definite. So lock that date in, and if you are a P1 subscriber, paid up, one-year subscriber to Premium Tom, you're in, okay? And if you are not, love you. Not fuck off. You can keep listening. We love having you. But this is for the people who pay our bills. That's who it's for. And not for others. Simple as that. There you go. Okay. We have one more call here we're going to take, and it's Gabe in Charlotte, North Carolina. Gabe, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
How you doing, Tom?
I'm okay.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, Adam? I've got a question for you. My sister and my brother-in-law got a divorce. She's using the kids. for everything.
Your sister.
Yeah.
Well, that's rough, man.
As long as it's the two of them, I don't care. They can battle loud, do whatever they want. Once you start to throw the kids in there, that's not right.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, some of the things that I've been talking about, and I know it sounds almost like racist to say it, but I really don't think that women can help it. I really think it's just their natural behavior. And so if you love your sister, if you're close to her, you know, without being a prick about it, you should try to talk to her about it in a constructive way.
We all have it.
No, but I mean like in a constructive way. And you know how you turn it around? You know, no matter who you talk to, any woman that's a mother will always tell you, I love my kids. My kids mean everything to me. Everything's about my kids, that sort of thing. So you say, okay, I'm with you. So if you love your kids, you have to recognize that by trashing their father, they're going to end up having all kinds of problems and emotional problems for the rest of their lives. And they're going to have problems in their relationships. They're going to end up getting divorced and all this other stuff. And so if you really do love your kids, you don't want to go down that road. And maybe you can appeal to her that way.
Yeah, we've done that. Both I, my brothers, my other sister, we've done that to her. Kind of talked to her about it. But, I mean, she's cheated on them a couple of times. They stayed together, just split up, got back together. Then it's finally over. She met somebody else, went to court, admitted in court that she was having an affair while she was still married because the process hasn't begun yet.
What else is new?
And the judge still sided with her.
Well, like we talked before, Tom and I were saying that it's a no-fault divorce, you know? So you have to really be aware of that. I mean, people think, oh, I'll prove that she's cheating. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. But in terms of the fact that it's your own sister, you don't want to, like, you know, make a disaster of the family by, you know, taking her side over your brother or whatever, you know, brother-in-law, blah, blah, taking his side. It's really, really smart to get her in a private moment and just talk to her rationally about the long-term consequences and what's going to happen and how it's going to impact the kids. And I think that could work. I think you could get through to her that way. That's about the best advice I can give you.
Yeah, I mean, we'll keep trying. But, I mean, do you do – because she still lives in Tennessee. He moved back to Cali.
Really?
I mean, is there anything you do out of state or –
Well, yeah, some states. Yeah, sure. You can call me after the show and I can talk to you about that. But I really think when you talk about some of the family politics stuff, I just hope that you tread very carefully because there are a lot of pitfalls. There's a lot of issues, a lot of stuff, and people end up having really, really hard feelings. There's definitely a vibe when the divorce is hot where the two sides, kind of like the friends that take the wife's side and the friends that take the husband's side. And I just really think you want to try to stay away from all of that. That's just toxic.
Bye, Gabe. Good luck. Thank you. We're going to put you on hold, and Dean will hook you up.
You see how sad that is, Tom?
Of course.
No. What if women can't even help themselves? This is the shit that they just do. They just don't know how to act any other way.
Right.
And here you have a guy who's, you know, I guess he loves his sister, and he's, you know, just trying to make sense of it all. And, you know, she's going off on these tangents, and it's like, what are you supposed to do? How do you speak rationally to that?
Right. Agreed.
Even if you were close.
All right, give people your phone number again, Adam.
Call me toll-free, 800-340-7320.
There you go. Adam Sachs here every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs appears 1 week from now, and you'll be able to call in with questions for him right here on the Tom Likas Show. Don't forget, save the date. The night of December 12th.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Shaving asshole.
We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. They're saying that George Zimmerman had a stockpile of guns.
He's getting ready for the end of the world.
Yes,
our friend is preparing.
Yeah.
And what did they find? Guess this. More guns.
Yeah.
You know what? He's a guy, I'll tell you right now, He's one of those scary people you really don't want to fuck with. You really don't.
I'm all for people owning guns, but it's when a crazy dude like this has a stockpile of this shit, including an AR-15, you got to wonder where that's going.
I think it's going to be an exciting time for George Zimmerman, because eventually they're going to have him not be able to own guns because of a conviction, and then he's really going to go over the top.
Right.
We're going to see some really interesting stuff involving George Zimmerman, and also the fatter he gets, the more crazier he gets.
Right, so with the shaved head and everything, the beard now.
And the anger and the chick and the whole thing. What we're going to see, I'm telling you guys right now, what you're going to see is some amazing Zimmerman stuff coming up in the future, including probably a death. Another death will surround him, and either be him or somebody else.
You're looking at a dude that when you say, we're taking away your guns, he's not going down without
a fight.
He's
not going to take it well.
Right, no. There's no doubt about it. And our boy cannot stay out of trouble. I mean, cannot. It follows him around now.
All right. If there is trouble, George Zimmerman will find it.
Right. Alec Baldwin saying that extreme gaze killed his show on MSNBC.
Well, what distinguishes gaze from extreme gaze? That's what
I don't
I'd like
know
to
what
know.
Extreme gaze are.
I don't either. I think he just made that up.
Well, yeah.
I mean, there's extreme factions in everything, but all of a sudden now, Mr. Liberal, I don't get it. All of a sudden now, you know, the gays are upset with him for using those words. Well, what did you expect, Delphi? You got to be politically correct and to work for MSNBC. And saying all calling a photographer a cock-sucking fag is not going to help you out any.
No.
It's just not.
No,
it's going to get
not.
You fired. And he's lucky to even have the job for this long. In any other industry, our friend would have been gone so fucking fast his head would have spun. Period.
No, done. But he's the kind of guy who thinks he can say anything and get away with it.
Right.
It's just not the case.
Right, not in this
case. It never will be.
And by the way, I hate to tell you this, Alec, your daughter's a piece of ass. Thank you.
Oh, no, you go ahead and say that.
I want to push him over the edge.
Right.
I want to have him and George Zimmerman hang out. Zimmerman kills him.
You see this broad in South Wales, she went to the bar that her husband regulars, and they, on a daily basis, change up the sign that, you know, has specials on it and stuff out in front of the bar.
Yep.
And she somehow convinced the management there to post Paul, who's her husband, Paul, I am divorcing you.
Yeah. I wonder if he was aware of that special going on that day when he rolled up.
Right. And, he's probably relieved as shit.
Yeah,
she thought she really got him there.
She's
like, oh, awesome. Give me a pint. I'm ready.
I wanted to make sure this wasn't
skipping Paul. A beat for a second. Paul from
Sydney.
You know, from Sydney?
This is Paul from South Wales. Not New South Wales.
By the way, speaking of guns, did you see the story out of North Hollywood? A guy attempted to carjack and kidnap somebody, and it turns out that person had a gun. And that person put a gun to the alleged carjacker and kidnapper's head and said, we're going to the police station, drove him right to the police station in North Hollywood.
I'd like to deliver you, to you guys a carjacker.
Hey, this guy just tried to carjack me. I have a gun to his head right now.
So come and save him or I'm going to kill him. Thank you. This happened right at Lancashire and Kittredge.
Right. How unbelievable is that? Right?
That's another reason, like you said, that people should have their guns. It stops idiots like this.
Right. CBS saying that they are going to punish your girl Lara Logan for her Benghazi report there on 60 Minutes. They are going to allow everybody to masturbate to her image for the next 2 weeks.
She's
good to go. That's a hot reporter. Actually, yeah, she used to be hotter. She's faded a little bit.
Well,
but,
she had some tough times.
She has indeed.
Yeah, she's going to take her.
Well, I hate to introduce this.
Lara Logan? Yes.
Wasn't she, while working for CBS in the Middle East, wasn't she raped?
Yes.
Yeah.
You had to bring that up?
Doesn't that kind of bring some of the... puts a few extra miles on the odometer.
Oh, jeez.
Come on.
Oh,
Putting more at newsforguys.com, and it's going
to
do it for us.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying.
You can't go to it. No. Stop. Dino. Let's talk about a hot chick.
What?
Yeah, she had some tough times.
She did.
Oh, I said.
No, she was. She was.
Some of the bloom is off the rose.
She got caught up. Where was that? Did that happen?
She was in the middle of a riot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like Libya or somewhere.
Labia.
Yes.
Here's what she did, and do you not realize that if you're in the middle of like a situation like that, where the citizens of that country are trying to overthrow the government, and they're all pissed off.
Why couldn't it have happened to Anderson Cooper?
It becomes terrible. Like they're already evil people.
Right, you throw a hot white girl in the middle with a good accent and everything.
What is she going to do? Try to explain that she's there? They don't care.
No.
Get out of the way, ma'am.
Exactly.
God, get out.
All right. I think she's on leave for a little while anyway.
Well, this isn't because of that. This is our other thing. Isn't it because of the story she did?
By the way, couldn't they have cut her some slack? Seriously.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, she done a lot of tough work for CBS, been through a lot. You know, maybe.
She says she's taking a leave of absence.
I know.
Yeah, but because
with
of
a gun
the
to
discredited
her
60 Minutes report, are they saying that she did such a bad job on the report?
Yes. Everybody in the world is saying that.
No, there's a memo that came out. It specifically said that.
Yeah.
She did a bad job.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And anybody else, like, she's lucky she's getting a leave. If it was a dude, I want you guys to back this up or tell me I'm nuts. If it was a dude, he'd be fired.
No, they didn't fire people at 60 Minutes in the past when they fucked up. They did not. I don't think anyone's ever been fired at 60 Minutes. And they have made mistakes they've had to apologize for.
Mm-hmm.
Were they the news agency, Tom, that skewed the time with the Saab, saying that it accelerated the...
No, it was not the Saab. That was the Audi.
Or the Audi, yeah.
Yes, and no one got fired for that.
Well, and that was unbelievable. That's somebody who didn't do their due diligence. But so our girl's basically taken a leave of absence to get her head together, and maybe next time she'll research things a little bit.
Yeah, at least that's the company line. Mm-hmm. You got to take a little time off now. Mm-hmm. Maybe she could lose just like maybe 10 pounds while she's away, you know. Just like that.
No, I don't. I don't. I think she needs to adjust the 10 pounds to her breasts.
Oh, okay. Well,
so we can move.
There's time for that.
We're gonna move it around.
She could get a little manipulation of the breastuses.
But you're right, and then eventually she'll come chasing you with loofah gloves.
Exactly. Beautiful. Just what I want. There's plenty more at newsforguys.com. That's gonna do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino. Check out our podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find a brand new show every Friday. GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Let's talk about DraftKings. You know, I'm hearing that Tom Likas listeners won serious money this past weekend at DraftKings.com. Gotta love that. DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football league. You know, you need to check them out right now, because DraftKings takes watching football to a whole new level. Now you can win instant cash every week, every game. The difference is DraftKings is one-week fantasy football, so no season-long commitments, no being stuck with the same players, just instant cash and instant gratification. We love instant gratification, don't we, boys? You know we do. Now, they tell me one guy won $100,000 his very first time. $100,000 on day one. Right now, Tom Likas listeners get up to $600 free. Use promo code TOM101. And for every dollar you deposit, DraftKings will match it up to $600. That's $600 totally free. Now hurry, this is an amazing limited time offer. Did you hear what I said? Every dollar you deposit, DraftKings will match it up to $600. Enter TOM101 today at DraftKings.com. Got that? DraftKings.com.
This is the new normal.